What's going on, everybody? Welcome to In the Pit with Dimitri and Dick. I'm your host, Dimitri Sparks, and with me is my co-host, Dick De Felice.
Hey, how we doing today?
Pretty good, Dick. Today on the podcast, we have two bands that we're going to review. The first one is a band called Ritual Mass, and we're going to talk about their EP from 2019. And then we're going to do another album review from a band called Void Ceremony. And they have an LP that came out this year. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. That's their latest and greatest. And let us know what y'all think. So I guess we'll get right into it here. We'll talk a little bit about Ritual Mass. Ritual Mass, their EP 2019 is called Aboard in the Eyes of God. Ritual Mass is a three-piece death metal band from Pittsburgh, PA. Let's talk about Pittsburgh, PA for a while. Why don't we?
I think we beat a dead horse on that subject.
Let's talk about Fermani Brothers.
No. Well, you know, they put the French fry and coleslaw right on the sandwiches.
Right on the sandwich. Crazy, but insane people. They formed 3 years ago in Pittsburgh, PA. They had a demo that came out in 2017 called Ritual Mass, and the EP that they've been working on for the past few years, released last year. The EP was released by Caligari Records, which released 150 copies on cassette, which I thought was very interesting.
Yeah, well, another point, though, too, is this record's out on vinyl also. Did you see that?
Yes, it is out on vinyl.
Yeah, and my understanding is that was produced on vinyl through Steel and Bone Productions, who's also out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Caligari, though, actually, it's interesting. They're out of Tampa here, where I live currently. They put out a lot of stuff on cassette. I don't know really as far as – I think a lot of the cassette stuff is the nostalgia of it. But they have been releasing a lot of records out there on cassette in the metal genres. So it's pretty cool, though. They got a lot of different stuff out if you want to check them out.
Yeah, cassettes are pretty cool. I think a lot of bands do the cassettes, too, because it doesn't take up a lot of room on their merch table. Mm. You know, whereas if you're trying to sell vinyls and stuff, it takes up a lot more room and it's harder to ship around with you when you're on tour. Stuff like
yeah,
that.
but you miss out on digging in the crates if you can't.
I know.
Get through all the vinyl, right?
I know, but they're small, and yeah, it's like almost like a collector's thing now. Like I don't know how many people have the big 80s style boomboxes they carry around on their shoulder, listening to Ritual Mass. But probably a lot of people do. Like they have like collect like antiques, radios, and stereos, and things like that, and.
And I think it's one of those things now when you think about it. I mean, cassettes, when we were getting into music, cassettes were still a fairly popular way of buying your music. And on top of that, too, with a lot of the underground scenes, there was a lot of tape trading going around.
Yeah.
So I think it probably kind of gives people kind of like a flip back to that, Plus, now cassettes probably seem incredibly vintage for some kid because they never really saw one in real life until people started redoing music on them recently. But I don't know. It's interesting to see that that's a route a lot of things are going right now with the cassettes out.
It's starting to make a comeback, but I don't know if it will ever be as big as vinyl because you just don't have the same sound quality as you do on vinyl. And then you got the problem with the boombox cassette player eating the tape. And then you got to pull it out and then you got to wind it back up.
You mean you don't like sticking a pencil in the tape and re-spooling it?
No, I like to use a Bic pen to re-spool my cassette tapes. Thank you.
All right. Is that a shameless plug for Bic pens? Do you have their Instagram and their everything to put up there so that people could go buy all their Bics?
www.bic.com 12 packs, 8 packs.
You get
blue,
razors,
red, black.
You get some razors and lighters while you're at it too. But here's what I was going to add. So overall, I mean, what was your take on this record here? It's a short one. It's only a 4-song EP.
It's short. First thing I wanted to talk about was the album artwork. Now, the album artwork was done by Keith Kayes, and it is really cool. I really enjoy metal album artwork, and this album here has Jesus H. Christ in the background. He has a sword through one of his hands. He's got some blood coming out of it. His other hand looks like maybe some tendons are coming out. And he's got a little skeleton, maybe a mini-me, Jesus Christ, is what he was when he had skin and hair. And he has some demons at the bottom. And it almost has like a Game Boy effect, like the colors of the Game Boy, like the old school Game Boy before they had the color. It kind of looks like that. And the bricks surrounding it almost look like the bricks from Mario Brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really think about it like that. I kind of thought of it being like that pseudo-religious artwork that you'd see like in a church or in a book, but when you mention it like that, it does kind of look like a monochrome screen, like Game Boy-ish look to it.
Yeah.
I thought it's good album artwork. You know, one thing, and not that I dislike it, but a lot of death metal bands in particular go crazy with like cartoony kind of stuff, which to me, this isn't cartoonish looking. This just looks kind of cool. Like, it's like almost like a, I don't know art very well, to be honest with you, but it almost looks like something you'd see like painted in like like a medieval kind of text or something depicting what you would think hell to look like. That's kind of what I get the vibe from it.
Yeah, I'm sure that was more the vibe they were going for other than the Game Boy Mario Brothers effect. That's just the way I see things.
Well, but you know, other thing I'll throw out there, they do have some cool designs on their shirts. I think I did tell you about that too. The shirts they have printed up have some pretty cool artwork, similar to this though, with that style. So it's interesting though to look into if anyone would. We'll get to that though after we talk about the record a little bit.
So a few things I wanted to point out, and these are the highlights of this album. Their sound is a mix of classic death metal mixed with a touch of grindcore, which I think is pretty cool. Album's 12 minutes long with only 4 tracks. So it's not really long. It's just enough time to take a shit and shower in the morning. You can listen to it throughout that whole process if you want, which is nice. Vocals, brutal as hell, even violent at sometimes. Kicks you square in the ball sack. It's really good. I like it. A lot of transitions and tempo. You got some really slow parts, then it transitions into some really fast parts in the song. A lot of times, you know, you're not getting really bored with the same chorus repeated over and over again. It keeps on changing. It just transitions in and out, slow, fast, you know, from death metal to a little bit of grindcore. Song 3, Servant, is the best example of this. Song 3, Servant, you also have some really wild guitar screams in this section, some sections of this. I guess you call it screams or moans, or I don't know what the name of that is. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow.
Kind of like the pinches and all that a lot of, like, some people I think call that pinch. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not a guitarist, so I don't know the technical terms. But I know exactly what you're talking about, where you kind of make the squeal.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Squeal, guitar squeal. I don't know the technical name for that, but it seems to be a fair amount of that in the album. Which I really like. It almost reminds me a little bit of like old school Cannibal Corpse. I think had some of that guitar squealing, moaning, what have you.
Yeah.
In the background. Yeah, really cool album altogether.
I was going to say, I pretty much think the same thing of this particular record. What I like on it is just the easiest way to say it is the riffs, the riffing going on. Is just so heavy, especially I think one of the best examples of that is song 2, Seated at the Right Hand of the Lord, especially toward the end of it. Those riffs and everything, it's just kind of the type of music that it makes you just want to like put your fist through the wall almost. You know, like it. And also, I kind of, and not that it's the most technical drumming I've ever heard, but I did like the drums on this record. It had a good mix of like a lot of different blast beats and different things in there. But also, I like just the use of the bell on the ride cymbal, because I felt like it really punctuated a lot of the heaviest parts of the record with those type of beats that were being played and using the ride bell to really kind of hammer it home there. But overall, I do like this record. I think if you're a fan of death metal and particularly like just the heavy, you know, not, this isn't overly technical. This isn't like a progressive death metal band here by any right. means, but this just goes for just that sheer heaviness and that kind of, you know, just, there's no other way to put it other than it makes you want to kind of like almost like hit something because it sounds that aggressive and that hard. And like you said, there's different breaks in it where it does have sounds that you might hear on like a grind record with some of the blasting and the faster sections, but it also yeah. has a lot of that really heavy riffing and just like slowing down and slam kind of stuff that I think is a good mix. You know, it's a 4-song EP. There's not a whole lot, but what's there is good. It, you know, for some people the vocal style might be not to their liking. To me, it wasn't really a negative because I don't, when I listen to a CD like this or a record or tape, what I'm not listening to it for lyrical themes and things like that. I'm listening to it because I like the sound of the overall thing when it comes together.
Sure.
So,
yeah, the vocals go with the music though. Mm-hmm. You know, it's they don't sound out of place. And the album overall, like you said, just the sheer heaviness of it, it makes you want to. It reminds me, like, if we were at a public pool and they had a jukebox playing and then somebody played Ritual Mass, like, everybody in the pool would kind of just stop and just make these the scared face, like, oh, my God, what is that? Please, someone turn it off. But not me, you know? I'd be dunking bitches underwater, right? I'd be grabbing little kids, putting them underwater, grabbing some dude, pushing him underwater. He'd probably get back up and punch me in the face. But that's the type of aggression that I have when listening to this. It's just, it's good. It's 12 minutes and it delivers. And I'm really looking forward to what they'll have in the future for their, mm-hmm. for their first LP. I'd say the only thing that I didn't like about it was that it was just kind of too short, right?
But yeah, yeah.
I know it is an EP and I can't expect it to be very long. But
Now, did you want to go ahead and play a track from it? Anyone in particular?
Yes, this is the beginning of Devoured. Okay. This is a really good track.
Yeah. And, you know, what I would say is anyone wanting to check out more from this band, you can find them on Bandcamp. They got their records are up on there. You can also find them on Instagram. They are Ritual Mass Death on Instagram. What I'll also say, too, is I was alluding to it earlier, they have merchandise out. You can find it on their Bandcamp. You could also find it on Pyre Press. Their shirts, you know, got different stuff out. I think they got hats, all kinds of stuff, but they have some really cool artwork on those shirts. Definitely check that stuff out too if you're into this.
Yeah, they do have some really sick t-shirts. I was looking on the link and they're pretty cool.
So, you know, going from this, we also were going to review an LP today. Did you want to go ahead and lead into what we're doing next with that one?
Yeah, we're going to do a band called Void Ceremony. This is an LP that came out this year. It's called Entropic Continuum Dimensional Unravel. Let's go right into one of their songs. This is the last minute of their last song on the album called Solemn Reflections of the Void. I thought this was one of two of my favorite parts of this whole album. It's really slow and then it gets kind of faster as the last minute goes by, and it's really cool. So I'm going to play this real quick for you.
And, you know, one thing I'll say about this, in contrast to the last record we talked about, this one here, this is going to be a little bit more for your fans of stuff that has a little more technical side to it, a little bit more progressive. What I can say about this particular record, I really like the bass work on it. The bass work on it is very, very, very good. Sometimes what you'll find is in this type of music, a lot of times, you know, you have some bass players that are either just picking away at the same thing that their guitar players are doing or just playing a bunch of root notes. Well, that's not the case here. Bass work on this record is very audible, and it's not the same stuff that's being played by the guitars. There's definitely a cool thing going on where you could hear a lot of different stuff being played by both parts. The drums on this record are very good. And what I liked was there's kind of a little drum solo type deal at the end of song two, Sacrosanct Delusions, yes. Which I thought was pretty cool there. That was interesting to hear that because you don't hear that a lot nowadays. And just instrumentally, this was a very good album all around. You know, I really like song number three, Empty Grand Majesty. That one, it's almost 9 minutes in length, the song, and it has a really cool break near the end with how some of the instrumental side sounds. But yeah, what this kind of reminded me of, and I know there's a lot of bands though that play in that style of like technical or progressive metal. This kind of reminded me though of Death, talking the instrumental side of it, not that the vocals are the same, but when Death went and started releasing albums later, like probably from about Symbolic and on, there were some similarities I saw with this to that. Did you notice any of that yourself?
I noticed a bit of Death. Yeah, I definitely hear that. My first impression of it was a little bit of, kind of sounded to me a little bit like Morbid Angel. Mm-hmm. And a mix of Blood Incantation. Mm-hmm. And I remember it sounded, there was like one part in the song, it sounded a bit like the song I used to play back when I was a kid. There was a song called Where the Slime Lives off of Morbid Angel's Domination. And I used to play it back whenever like my buddies and I would get together. And this was in the 90s when you didn't have the internet. Mm-hmm. And all you had, people would bring their cassettes and CDs and they'd try to play something to see whose album was heaviest. It start off with like Megadeth, and then you get some like Rage Against the Machine, and then some Pantera, and then I always put on Morbid Angel, Domination, which always shut everybody else up until other people started coming with like Cannibal Corpse albums and stuff like that. For the longest time, that Morbid Angel album was heavy and just technical, like you said, and have just a lot of cool riffs and drum solos and stuff in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and overall, I really like this record. An interesting thing about it is an LP, but there are only six songs on it. But that gives you a little bit of an idea to some of the technicality that was being done with this particular record. You know, because a lot of people's LPs would have more than six songs. So it's showing you what kind of basically, you know, thought process this band puts into what it puts together, because that's, you know, showing that there's a lot of technical and progressive sides to this and that they can play. I mean, flat out, these guys know how to play their instruments. It's not just going to be chugging. They're not just chugging away on this. This is definitely something if you're into, you know, hearing someone who's highly talented and skilled at playing, that's what this is going to be right here.
Yeah, I agree with you. They They're just badasses in just all realms of what they do. Like bass, like you said, mm-hmm. drums are amazing on it. Guitar is just insane on this album. And the music is just fast, ripping. It almost has a bit of a psychedelic effect in some parts of it. Did you mm-hmm. get that?
Yeah, I did. Like, I mean, and that's one of those things I think that's kind of cool about it is I think even if you were to put this on for someone who may not be a metal fan, but is just a music fan in general, where they want to hear someone who really can pretty much go to work with how they can play, this would right. be something I could see a guy who's into just very talented musicians listening to. And even if they don't necessarily like the vocal style or something like that, they will appreciate, you know, just the skill that it takes to play like that.
If you were like the head of the Church of Metal and you were trying to get followers and persuade people into the metal community, you could probably persuade them with this album.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely. Can see that. And, you know, and I think it goes to show that, like, I think when a lot of people think of, and because I know this gets tagged as a death metal album, the general public probably pictures death metal as just Cannibal Corpse or something like that, which
Satan worshipers.
Yeah, and that too.
You go to hell if you listen to metal. That's what my mom used to say.
And even what they feel the skill level, and this isn't a shot at that band, but what this is just saying that, you know, there is some bands that are very, 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 very talented musicians playing heavy music. And I'm not saying that to take anything away from kind of what the people would call brutal death metal bands or something like a Cannibal Corpse or whoever, maybe not playing like this. You know, Void Ceremony is a little bit different than that. And I don't know. I think still that a metal fan in general would be into it regardless. But don't expect it to just be, you know, just sheer aggression type chugging the whole time, because it's not like that. It's something that's going to be a little bit more on the progressive side, definitely.
I agree. You can probably hear my dog in the background. He's he's singing some metal as well. He gets wound up. He gets wound up about Void Ceremony, that's for sure. Awesome. A couple other things here I wanted to point out as highlights was, you know, the guitar and drumming firing on all cylinders on this record. Sacrosanct Delusions, probably one of my favorite songs, just to that drum solo at the very end of the song, because it just comes out of nowhere, right? Like, I almost feel like Charles Corwin was listening to this album and was like, hey, what about my drum solo? You can put my drum solo on there, right? It's like, I worked hard on that. And they're like, well, you know, it's only six songs, and hey, I did my drum solo. We got to put it on there. All right, we'll put it at the end of song number two, I guess. It comes out of nowhere. And I thought it was just like a song all by itself. And it was a drum solo at the end. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, definitely.
And there's a lot of cool stuff about this album too. Like where the songs just kind of morph as they go on. Like the songs seem to start out with one sound, but kind of end on a completely different sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, six songs on here, they're a little bit longer, but they're all really good. I love that last minute that we played of Solemn Reflections of the Void. Mm-hmm. I'm actually picked this album up on vinyl on Amazon, which I got the limited special edition, which is the clear with the black smoke mm-hmm. that Amazon said was the last one in stock. I don't know if it actually was or not, but I think they just say that sometimes to get me to buy stuff. But if it is the last one, I hope Void Ceremony makes more, because this is a really great album. This is one you'd want to own on vinyl.
Yeah. And the album art's really cool, too. I really liked how that looks on the front. Like, kind of what you said, though, almost psychedelic in a way with what it looks. But definitely.
It's got like this. It's got like this checkerboard floor going into what looks like an eyeball with the eyeball peeling. And then there's some type of incision in the middle. Mm. I guess that's what that is, some type of incision. And then, of course, you got the, you know, the death metal font for Void Ceremony, mm-hmm. where you can't really read it, which I always appreciate.
Yeah.
Metal bands do that. Yeah, overall, really great album. I'd say the only thing that I didn't care for as much was the vocals.
Mm-hmm.
And the vocals, for some reason, the vocals to me, I didn't, like, right away, I didn't much care for them. They seemed slow, and they kind of showed up at random. They weren't really bad, but it didn't add too much to the overall album. Mm-hmm. And I think that's because, like, musically, like, the instrumentation on this album is just so good. Mm-hmm. Really hard to put lyrics over top of it, if that makes mm-hmm. sense. Yeah. Like, this album could be re-released and just be an all-instrumental album. Mm-hmm. It'd still be just as good. Which, you know, sometimes you can do that with metal because, mm-hmm. you know, you got such good music. Mm-hmm. Can't really do that with country, however. I was thinking about it the other day. Like, Garth Brooks can't just have the music in the background without Garth Brooks, right? Like, in yeah. country, I feel like vocals is, like, the main thing. Mm. But with metal, sometimes, you know, the vocals can just be complimentary or not.
Yeah, that's, you know, as a whole, with heavy music, I always kind of have felt that way just in general. But especially when it's a band where the instrumentation is as good as it is with this one. Yeah. The vocals to me just are, I don't think they're bad. I don't have any qualms with the vocals on this record, but what I would say is I almost think of that as almost it being just part of the overall sound. Not because let me put it this way. If I gave a shit with the lyrics where I'd be listening to, I guess, old school East Coast hip hop, you know what I mean? Because that's something where all you're listening to it for is the vocals. Yeah. Whereas listen to this, it's not because anything with that, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So
no, yeah, I get it, man.
You know, it just, to me, it's almost like it's like another instrument. So that's how I see
right.
it. You know, not that I have, I get what you mean though. It wasn't like the, it was coming out and being, it's not like Ronnie James Dio here hitting high notes or something. And if that's what you're expecting, this right. isn't the record to look for it on, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. And for me, it's not like, you know, like lyrically it matters all that much, but there is like a certain appeal to just having the vocals that like really go along with the album.
Yeah. I got you.
Like I said, I'm not saying they're bad. They're just saying for me, it just didn't really add anything to the song.
So with this album, you know, we could always refer people to where they can find out more about Void Ceremony. One, it's released on 20 Bucks Spin, and you can check them out on that website as well as Bandcamp for 20 Bucks Spin. And you can also purchase their records through that. You can purchase them, I think, directly through the band. I may be off base with that one. Also, they're on Instagram, so you can follow them on Instagram too. Anything else you want to add before we are moving on here?
Please check us out on YouTube. You can find our page there that has the podcast. If you're listening to this on Spotify, go to YouTube and drop us a comment, because I'm pretty sure you can't comment on Spotify. Let us know what you like about the show, what you don't like about, even if there are some bands that you think that would be good to review, that would be awesome as well. You can also reach us at our Instagram account, which is, what is the Instagram account?
I got it. It's ITP. Well, now you got me.
Isn't there some dots in there too?
Yeah. Hold on. I got it right here. It's okay. ITP.Dimitri.and.Dick. Got it?
Got it.
All right. You know, until next time, we'll see you in the pit.
See you next time in the pit. Peace, bitches.